9:35. Big news story, the fact that the police and the FBI arrested Crystal Taylor, a 37-year-old woman who was apparently Dirk Nowitzki's girlfriend, arrested at Dirk's home yesterday. She had a couple of warrants out, multiple felony warrants, in fact, for her arrest, and had several aliases that she went by. And she gets one call from prison, and joining us now on the ticket hotline is Crystal Taylor. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Can you first of all tell us about your relationship with Dirk? What was it exactly?
Well, have you ever heard of the term friends with benefits?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm not that. I'm more of an NBA groupie with a criminal rap sheet.
Okay.
Well, it does look like you have quite a rap sheet here. What's going on with all this?
Let me just say that Dirk and I were in love with each other and still are to this day.
Really?
You know what? This criminal record that you're speaking of to me right now.
Yeah.
This whole thing, this investigation, this rap sheet, it's just another bad call on the Mavericks.
What do you mean?
Mark Cuban's right. Mavs get all the bad calls, and now I'm part of that.
So you're saying you're innocent?
I'm being besmirched, Craig,
by
this well-orchestrated smear campaign by the FBI, and maybe even it goes as high as the Obama administration.
Wow.
Whoa. That's quite a charge.
Because Obama's just not comfortable with me dating a white man.
I don't see why he would even care, but...
No.
Dirk says I'm his favorite fraulein, and I believe him. He's going to stand by me in all this. He calls me his Eva Braun.
I don't know about that.
So your relationship was a good one?
Craig, it is. It most truly is.
How's she so familiar with our show?
I don't know. Well, she's been hanging out here.
I guess she's been in Dallas
for
a while.
And the most hurtful things are that I hear that Dirk was having me investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dirk was not having me investigated. He was just so in love with me, he wanted to know more about me.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. I don't know. It says that he was having you investigated. What, do you have a problem with that if you...
Well, actually, I was having him followed, too. It was part of our sex games, Jaw.
Wow.
I was having him investigated, too. As a matter of fact, we were looking into his mysterious disappearance in that Golden State series.
All right, a little basketball joke there. Not bad.
So what was life like with Dirk around the house? Because that's where they arrested you. Apparently you were living there.
Well, things were great after wins, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
He would hold parades in his 30,000-square-foot house.
Parades?
Just after a regular season win?
Yes. But after losses, it was just terrible.
Mm.
It was terrible. He would throw beer on me and tear down his posters of Boris Becker and Hasselhoff, saying he didn't deserve to be in the same house as those German heroes.
Oh, wow, that's all. So he took losses hard.
Oh, very hard. And on more than one occasion, he prayed to Lee Harvey Oswald for more strength, just like you, George.
Well, that's
what?
And,
I've never done that.
Yeah,
that's just
heard
too
me.
Weird.
And, but I would try to cheer him up. I would cook Wiener Schnitzel after the games for him, and later on, he would give me a little Wiener Schnitzel.
You know,
boom, boom, one in a row. Thank you.
Well, tell us about all these aliases, Crystal Taylor. You also were known by 8 or 9 different names. What's up with that?
Sure. I'm known by many names. You know, that was something that Dirk requested.
Huh.
Requested?
Yes, he said he wanted a different girl every night of the week. And so in order to stay faithful to me, he made me go by different names. So that's Dirk's fault.
Okay.
Charge him with that. And might I just add, I'm sorry, did you have another question?
Because
I wanted to say something here. That it's hard being unusual like Dirk. You know, you're out of your homeland, you're 7 foot tall, you're white, you don't defend. You know, it's different being hard like, it's hard being different, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I have so much going on in my mind, and I'm using my one phone call for you guys. So it's like weird.
Well, we appreciate your candor, too. Thank you.
And you know what? You ought to know what it's like to be different, Giorgio. Aren't you the one with the blood sprinkler on his hip? Is that...
What?
She was listening earlier.
I guess so. That was.
Did you say that? I swear
I didn't
you...
Say that.
You said you had PVC in your hip and you wanted to have a blood sprinkler.
Look, we don't have time to explain that.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I guess I understand what it's like to be different, sure.
I look forward to this whole incident to being put behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And Dirk and I can resume our life together.
Right.
As sweet, sweet lovers aimed at repopulating the world with the master race. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's weird. Bye-bye. Thank you for the time.
All right, 8:49 here.